Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here. Hello, and I am so excited to be back for another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. The episodes just keep getting better and better, and we have been taking away just gem after gem from all the guests that we've had. Tonight, I have Vanessa with me, and I'm so excited to have her on board to talk to us. Vanessa does a lot right now with lifestyle and personal development and just being a sense of inspiration and empowerment to people who may be going through a hard time or just looking for self-improvement. Vanessa, hello. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have you.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi. You have been doing such amazing things from your YouTube videos and what you're posting on social media. It's just been a huge inspiration to even me, and I know other people. So I would love for you to just introduce yourself and tell where you're from, what you do, and kind of what has led you into what you're doing now with your series and empowerment.
Sure. So I'm from Miami, Florida. My family is from the Caribbean. They're from Haiti. And, you know, I grew up in a pretty middle-class home, went to private school most of my life, and I was raised with a single parent, a very loving mother who did everything on her own. She made it her duty to give me the best education she possibly could. Now, I will say I did have to go through a lot of adversity growing up. Although she was very loving and she provided me with her best, I did experience being abandoned by my father from birth, and I did experience sexual abuse from the age of 5 to 14. So going through such extreme adversity at such a young age definitely geared me and really helped me build a muscle of how to be positive, how to look at things in a brighter light, how to overcome obstacles, because as we all know, we're all going to be faced with obstacles at some point or another in our lifetimes. And I do feel like going through those experiences has shaped me into the person that I am becoming and into wanting to build the platform that I am currently building. I've been building this platform for about 5 years now, and I've been writing my book since I graduated from college. So it's a self-help book. It should be coming out this year or next year. It's all about positivity, believing in yourself, finding that strength, but it's also very real. It's not so cookie cutter. I get straight to the point, and I feel like that's what the world needs. I feel like living in today's world where people are evolving collectively, you know, people are being thrown answers at left and right. I feel like it's important to check in with ourselves first and figure out where you're choosing to get your resources and your information from. I think that is very important. And oddly enough, once I did, I actually finished my book 2 years ago or 3 years ago. My first draft. But once I finished and I thought, you know, here I am, I've overcome so many hard things in life and life is great and I'm on to a new path, I ended up going through one of the biggest adversities I could have ever imagined. And it was also a blessing at the same time because I was fortunate enough to have the privilege of raising a son of mine named Camden. Unfortunately, after he was born, we found out that he was diagnosed with a very rare fatal disease. So I was just like, oh my God, is this real? I was fortunate enough to live with him for 9 months where we were able to give him so much love. And he taught me so much about life and fighting and loving and how to look at the brighter things, the brighter side in life, no matter what you are facing, no matter how dark things may become. It also brought out a lot of personal growth within myself. And my self-esteem issues that were coming up were just learning how to be vulnerable, learning how to use my voice. So sometimes I feel like we think we're going one way in life and the universe will kind of be like, nope, I'm taking you this way so you can go this way instead. And my belief is that you just kind of need to surrender to that sometimes and go with that flow, because I truly believe every single person was born to do something. There's this great book. Honestly, it's my favorite book I've ever read. It's called The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, written in 1929, where he spent 25 years studying the most successful people and he figured out their formula. And in this book, in the very first chapter, he states that there is something that only you can do that nobody else can do like you can.
Right.
So why wouldn't you do that? So that's what really motivates me. And after losing Camden on the physical plane, it really has only pushed me further with my mission and with all that I do want to do and give back to the world.
First off, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing, because I know that is very, very hard to do and a very intense experience to have to go through, period. Especially the age that you were.
Yes.
And the age that he was. For, I guess, if there are other men or women out there who have experienced the loss of a child, especially the loss of a child so young. And I know we're friends on social media and I kind of saw some of the journey. How were you able to really pick yourself up and move forward the way you did? Really, it almost seemed like it wasn't that long after, like you really, it seemed like you really were pushing through to even record and still give motivation to other people. How did you find the courage or the power to do so?
Yes, I'll say a few things. For one, my son Camden taught me the courage to have, because for him to come into this lifetime, to go through all that he went through at such a young age, only to leave at such an early point, the blessing in that was to see, to be able to witness life from the beginning to end. Because one of the doctors, when I had him, told me, you know, we all have an expiration date. It's just a matter of when. So seeing the courage that he possessed really taught me that, hey, if he could fight through all that he fought through, then I'm sure I can do it too. So that was one very inspirational aspect in my life that helped me. Another is reflecting back to previous traumatic experiences I may have encountered in my life, you know, asking myself, well, how did I get through this? What are some of the things that helped me, such as seeing a therapist, knowing that I'm going to need outlets, knowing that I might need to exercise my mind, my body, my stress levels so that I can remain sane and so that I can be still become better through this and not become bitter from this experience.
Absolutely. And I think you pointed out a really, really important detail that sometimes we need to work and make sure that we're actually putting in the work to heal ourselves. I know I used to do a sexual assault survivor group when I worked at the university. And one thing I used to tell survivors is that, you know, regardless of when it happened, whether your assault or attempted assault was in childhood or whether you were a teenager or whether you were an adult, your power always is in that you choose how it goes from here. You know, no one can have control or should have control over your healing. That's the one place where you have to say, okay, I'm going to be responsible and I choose how this goes forward. So I think you brought up a good fact about how you put things in place to help and guide you, like whether it was therapy, things that made you feel good, those outlets, those like mind-body outlets to really help you keep yourself together and heal and progress forward.
Absolutely.
So I think those are very huge, important things. What made you decide to do the platform that you do now as far as reaching people and encouraging them?
Sure. I've had a calling for a few years. Growing up, I was kind of like most people where it's kind of like, well, what do you want to do? And you're like, well, I just want to be successful in whatever I want to do, but I'm not too sure exactly what that is. And it started about a year after I graduated from college. I was with a girlfriend who said, Vanessa, you know, you love reading these books. You love speaking. You have a great voice when you talk. Why don't you try to, and you're naturally inspiring, you like to encourage others. So why don't you become a motivational speaker? So when she stated that, a light bulb went off and I went off to California. I started writing the book. I started doing speaking engagements. So that has been prevalent for a few years now, but it wasn't until Camden came into my life that my calling became this extreme. You know, for me, it's imperative for me to at least inspire some people. I mean, I feel like if I have gone through as much as I've gone through, if I've felt as low as I've felt before, and if I've kind of like what you said, chosen how I want the outcome to be or how I want the rest of my life to be, then I know others can do it too.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about how that looks. So like, I know you do like YouTube videos, you post things on social media. Do you kind of want to tell people, I know you say you're writing a book.
Yes.
What are some topics and things you kind of talk about in your videos just so others may know what kind of guidance you give people or what kind of perspective you give others?
Sure. I am very much into healing, as you've mentioned, and that word can be a little limiting. For me, it's really about connecting to your soul whatever that looks like for anyone, because everyone's soul is so unique and different. The topics that I have are pretty diverse. So some of the videos might be a guided meditation video, or it might be a talk about how when I was 12 years old, how I was very suicidal.
Right.
You know, very, very real topics that people might want to explore within their souls.
Yes, I think that's important. And I know it's funny you say that, how you said everybody's soul is different. And sometimes everybody's need for healing or the place that they need is different. And it's just kind of funny, we actually went to the same college, same university, but I did not meet you until I lived in Miami. And I believe everything happens for a reason. I know. So it's crazy. It feels like even though we went to FAMU, I've known you forever, but I didn't meet you until we went to Miami. And actually, at the time when I met you, was really when I was going through one of my deepest spiritual transformations in my life. And we met, you know, at 305 Yoga. And Terry, I always still to this day tell people she was one of my greatest spiritual teachers, because I really learned a lot about myself. And it really took, honestly, peeling a lot of layers back for me to even be aware that some blockages that I had even existed. And I know you said about like your friend and how they were like motivating you, telling you about your book. And I've been talking about this a lot this week. How important are accountability circles to you, or different places, going different places to get inspiration? What is your perspective on that?
I notice a huge difference when I do have accountability from friends or peers or people that I can rely on that are supportive. I just feel like it literally is the catalyst that takes someone from surviving to thriving. Because it's so simple for someone to say, oh, I want to do that. Or I'm going to plan this and plan that. And it never gets done. That is so easy to do. Whereas you have someone that is not only supporting you and encouraging you, but they are also challenging you and holding you accountable. Right now, I'm blessed to be working with a fellow friend slash kind of mentor named Gerald, who's starting out his businesses, which are multiple. And we meet at least once a week to work together. Although our work is not done together and it doesn't coincide, it is very helpful and beneficial that we do hold each other accountable.
Great. So what would you say is your personal mantra or your words to live by, your daily mantra? Like, what is it? What is yours? Because I really want to know, You are such a strong, strong, strong woman. The strength you've shown has just influenced me so much. Even though it's my first time you telling me this parts of your story, I've watched it on like YouTube and things like that. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is just so deep. How is she doing it? How is she getting by? So I definitely want to hear your mantra so I can have some of that through osmosis or whatever.
Thank you, Kimmy. Yes. First of all, for me, a lot of things, a lot of my mantras change and some don't. So I have some that I've been using for years. Like one of them that I came up with when I was 21 years old that I still use to this day is don't judge, just love. It is so easy for us to judge others and it puts us in a negative mood. I personally think it's irrational to judge people. But I do notice that when I am, if I catch myself judging others, then it really is a mirror and a reflection to myself. Like, wait a minute, then that must mean I'm really judging myself. So I try to wipe all that out and just love people as much as possible, because I believe more love, no matter what, more love. Because love is something that's infinite, it's something that's real, and it's something that has no limits. So you can constantly pour love into anything and everyone. So that really helps me. Another one that I've recently posted is, may everything I think, say, do, and feel be in perfect alignment with my divine purpose and my higher self for my highest good and the highest good of all. Because I feel like it's just pointless if we're out of balance and not in harmony with what our soul's endeavor truly is on our journey.
Right.
Those are my main two ones. But every now and then, every now and then I'll have a different one, like for the week. Or, you know, sometimes I'll do these things where I'll go in front of the mirror for a few weeks, a few days, a few months even, where I will literally look at myself in the mirror and tell myself, I approve of you. I accept you. You are beautiful. Because living in today's world, with things that happen to us or can happen to us, even in something as small as the way we grew up, can really affect our self-image and our self-esteem and how we present ourselves in our productivity and our potential.
Yeah, that's definitely very true. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole other show in itself. When you said that, I was like, ooh, we could talk forever about that. Thank you so much for being here. This was amazing, as I knew it was. I already have seen everything you've been doing, and I've been very touched and been very blessed by all that you're doing and putting out there. So thank you for having that, the strength and courage. And please let everyone know how they can follow your journey, how to connect with you. I know you got a new site coming out. So just let us know how we can follow you and people can hear and watch a little bit more of what you talked about and stay tuned with all the stuff that you have coming in the future.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say, Kimmy, thank you for all that you're doing. And thank you so much for having me. I think it's very, very positive what you're doing, what you're bringing to the world. Different ways you can find me is through my Instagram name, which will also be the name of my website that is in progress right now. It's called Vanessa Soul XO, VanessaSoulXO. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Snapchat. And then on YouTube, my YouTube channel is actually youtube.com/U, the letter U, ARREART. So it's called You Are Art.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I like it. That's great. This is wonderful. I'm great. I know you'll be back again because it was like three different additional episodes we could do this little bit. I know you'll be back, and I hope you'll be back and grace us with your presence again. So thank you so, so much, Vanessa, for your time and just sharing your vulnerability with us. You're touching so, so many lives. Just continue what you're doing. And thank you.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.